With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least four tornadoes touched down in Illinois and northwest Indiana during a late outbreak of severe storms. Cassidy Sinwelski, whose Indiana neighborhood was hit by a tornado, says she's fortunate to have made it through.
And then we went into the bathroom, got a piece of plywood, and within minutes I closed my eyes, the lights flickered, and there was nothing. But during that time, we just kept praying in the tub, and we were holding each other, and I was like, well, this is the way we're going to go. I'm either going to be with the Lord tonight, or I'm going to be able to witness to people tomorrow.
The Newton County Coroner's Office on Wednesday confirmed the deaths of an elderly couple in their home in Lake Village, Indiana. A volunteer fire department says less than 10 people were injured in Tuesday's storms. Tornado watches are still in effect throughout the Ohio Valley into northwestern Virginia. Iran has blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil choke point, and reopening it is a big challenge.
The Strait of Hormuz is so important for the world's economy that governments are looking at how to reopen what has now become an energy choke point. French President Emmanuel Macron envisages France and other countries using warships to escort tankers and container vessels. The navies of France, the United States, and other nations have recent first-hand experience. We spoke to former naval officers who have previously navigated in the Hormuz Strait. They said that warships and commercial vessels would be sitting ducks if they tried using the strait's narrow shipping lanes now.
Correspondent John Leicester reporting. President Trump is visiting an Ohio pharmaceutical plant in Cincinnati and then goes across the Ohio River to campaign against GOP Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 289 points, the S&P lower by 5. This is SRN News. Young people are more engaged in church, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
A conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, first elected in 2007, says she will not seek a third 10-year term next year. This gives liberals another chance to expand their majority as cases involving hot-button social issues as well as redistricting, union rights, and school funding loom. Justice Annette Ziegler is the second conservative justice to decide against seeking re-election. This is SRN News. Britain is getting rid of hereditary aristocrats in the House of Lords after a 700-year-old history. We hear more on this story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Centuries of British political tradition will end within weeks after Parliament voted to remove hereditary aristocrats from the unelected House of Lords. On Tuesday night, members of the upper chamber had dropped objections to legislation passed by the House of Commons, ousting dozens of dukes, earls and viscounts who'd inherited seats in Parliament along with the titles. The case of Peter Mandelson, who resigned from the Lords in February after revelations about his friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has drawn renewed attention to the upper chamber and the problems of Lords behaving badly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.